Oksana Timofeeva, and I'm from Moscow. Basically, I have a philosophical background, so I am a philosopher, and I work in contemporary theory, political theory, and so on. I also work for a magazine which called New Literary Observer. Actually, it's quite a big theoretical journal, and I edit their theory department, theory section. I'm also a member of our Studiolet group, which is a collective of artists and activists and also writers and philosophers, which was created in 2003 in St. Petersburg. Now we have members from St. Petersburg, from Moscow, and from Nizhny Novgorod. The group consists of 10 members, and some of them are artists, some of them are theorists. Sometimes we have a very crucial discussions between us, because you know that the project of organizing of a community of making a common project with activists, artists, and theorists is itself quite a complicated issue, because we have a different temporalities of work, different like ideas about what is the final product of work of art or of work of thought.
What's the platform in which all these different members come together? I mean, how's that organized?
There is a group, and there is a platform around. The group was organized. I think that the main core was the a certain kind of political desire, which gathered us together in order to do something in Russian cultural intellectual milieu, we started from editing a newspaper. A newspaper with the same name, What is to be done, and now we so artists of our group realized the different art projects, shooting films, and we also organize the conferences or events, not only in Russia, but also a lot of activities abroad. And we are trying to keep in contact with the groups sharing the same kind of political desire, the same ambitions in intellectual or artistic field.
Okay. At that time, the group came together in 2003. Can you give an idea or a flavour of the of different types of arts activities which were happening in Moscow and St. Petersburg? Why there was a consensus amongst the people who made up the group that there's this need for your group?
Was there some particular political moment or cultural moment in 2003 that led to the formation of the group?
Until now, we have a quite a difficult situation in our creative milieu, because after the end of perestroika time, mm-hmm. It was a kind of allergy of all forms of collectivity of all forms of, let's say, leftist ideas and reference to communism, to the political socialist programs, and in this jungle, somehow it was very complicated to organize a kind of left political initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And we started, and as soon as our group appeared and make itself known in Moscow and in Russian scene, art scene, we were hardly attacked by the current artists and those people who were more or less active theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this straightforward declaration of the certain kind of political will like supporting a socialist program and even being faithful to avant-garde Russian avant-garde tradition of 20s. And till now, it's so the question of survival in Russia is one of the crucial.
Mm-hmm.
That's why probably we collaborate more with international scene. The political situation in Russia, as you probably know, it's quite hard and
yes.
quite harsh, because there is, for example, a center against extremism, which arrests a lot of initiative connected with also with the leftist activities and movements, and even if it is the theoretical seminar, quite a dangerous thing to like, for example, 1 year ago we organized a seminar, living seminar,
mm-hmm.
in Nizhny Novgorod, which was called Leftist Theory, Leftist Art and Leftist History, and at the very beginning the representatives of power, the policemen came and arrested all the seminar. So
you are operating under any problems due to the current feeling in Russia at the moment?
Yes, we are not saved in our activities. We don't feel safe. A couple of years ago, one issue of our newspaper was arrested, but then they returned it to us.
So what effect does that have on the group, you know, if you're under this constant pressure from the state or the police? I mean, does it give you a criminal record or something, or is it that extreme, or are they just trying to intimidate you show their disapproval of the issues that you're looking at?
I wouldn't exaggerate, of course, the danger of the situation, because the existence in the field of contemporary art is a kind of guarantee that we can always say that it's just art, and we make this things, complicated things, and this is a tradition of avant-garde and so on and so on. So it's a kind of buffer between...
Can you say something about the infrastructure in Russia or in the art world in terms of galleries and funding?
The most number of activities are supported by Western institutions,
mm-hmm.
Biennials and...
Your group has just been in the Sydney Biennale, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And in Russia, how to say, the current reactionary milieu.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, two years ago, or 1 year ago. There is a kind of prize which is very very prestigious one, Kandinsky Prize, and which the jury of this prize once a year choose one like the best artist in the country, and they choose. They choose an artist with a quite explicit fascist sympathy.